From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brussels braces for a possible terrorist attack. Belgium is maintaining its highest alert level and closing schools Monday in the capital amid what is called a serious and imminent threat of terrorist attacks. Prime Minister Charles Michel announced the higher vigilance Sunday at a National Security Council meeting. U.S. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S. and its allies will destroy the Islamic State jihadists. Speaking in Malaysia, where he attended the ASEAN summit, the president said ISIL would be destroyed on the battlefield and their land taken back. The president warned against succumbing to fear.
We do not succumb to fear. That's the primary power that these terrorists have over us. They cannot strike a mortal blow against the United States, or against France, or against a country like Malaysia, but they can make people fearful.
President Obama. Malian authorities searched Sunday for at least three suspects they believe are connected to Friday's attack on the hotel in the capital, Bamako. Meanwhile, an army commander says two gunmen who were killed in the assault on the Radisson Blue Hotel were armed with assault rifles, explosives, and a large amount of ammunition. One police official said investigators are following several leads in the case. Iran said Sunday it has sentenced Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term. Rezaian was convicted last month on espionage charges. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary announced the sentence on Iran's state television website, but said it was not finalized. He gave no indication of the length of the term. This is VOA News. Egyptians voted Sunday in the second stage of parliamentary elections. The vote will produce the country's first legislature in more than 3 years. Tens of thousands of policemen were deployed in Cairo and the 12 other provinces where the voting took place. The bodies of nearly 100 people have been recovered from a landslide Saturday near a jade mine in northern Myanmar. Local officials say more than 100 people remain missing after the incident in Kachin State. A 21-year-old Israeli woman was stabbed by a Palestinian in the West Bank. The military says the Palestinian was shot and killed by soldiers nearby. In an earlier attack, the military said a woman pulled out a knife at a military base entrance and began approaching civilians. A local West Bank settler said he veered his vehicle off the road and struck the woman. A soldier then fired at her and killed her. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry departed Sunday on a trip to the Middle East that will focus on the Syrian civil war and multinational efforts for a political transition in that nation. He will also discuss the violence in Israel. U.S. officials announced late Saturday that Kerry will be traveling to the United Arab Emirates and Israel. Leaders of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations Sunday signed a declaration establishing a formal economic, political, security, and sociocultural community. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, at the signing ceremony, hailed the establishment of the ASEAN community as a landmark achievement. Local residents say an al-Shabaab official believed to be the leader of a pro-Islamic State faction has been shot and killed in an ambush in southern Somalia. As sources say, Sheikh Hussein Abdi Gedi and four others were ambushed by al-Shabaab fighters near Gududli village in the middle Juba region. Gedi was a top al-Shabaab scholar and the group's deputy governor for the Juba region until recently. He reportedly left the group and attempted to persuade al-Shabaab fighters to support the Islamic State instead. Residents say at least 8 al-Shabaab militants were killed in a suspected drone strike on a base near the village of Baladul Amin. Sources tell VOA at least 3 junior al-Shabaab commanders are among the dead. U.S. President Barack Obama reiterated his opposition Sunday to calls for increasing barriers for accepting Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Mr. Obama said such actions would not make the country safer and would effectively end the refugee program. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.